Welcome back to the Dr. Love Show. It's been a long time. I haven't done anything in a long time. So a lot going on the last, I think it's 2 years since I've done something, which is crazy. And yeah, I gotta get back on it. Like, I really do. Of course, I tell everybody I'm not a real doctor. It's just stuff I like to talk about, like love, relationship, marriage, anything has to do anything with love. Like, I just, I like to give people advice about stuff. Lately, what I've been thinking about, I'm on my way to work now. Just doing a little show because I haven't done anything. Excuse me. That sinus is killing me. What I want to talk about is laying the foundation down for your relationship, you know, period, for your relationship. People don't understand it. Like, you have to have it mapped out, a blueprint of sort for your relationship. It's just, that's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. Because if you don't have a blueprint laid out, you don't have a plan of what you want in the next couple years or 5, 10 years, whatever. It's like, what's the point of, you know, being together? And then another thing I want to talk about is toxic relationships. People don't talk about it enough. To me, they don't. It's like, if we can't sit down and really talk about something, I ain't saying like cheating or anything like that. I'm talking about just sit down and talk about what we are going through. Like, something, we're going through something, you know. We can't sit down like adults and talk about the situation. In my mind, I'm like, why are we together? You know what I'm saying? Why are we even in it talking about this, you know? And that's how I feel about, like, relationships right now. Like, some relationships are not built like they were back in the day. You know, I've talked about this before, I think, on the first episode a long time ago. But back to what I was saying about building a foundation, a plan for your relationship that you with your partner now. Like, at the end of the day, y'all have that blueprint. I'm going to say it again. It's like, sit down. Talk about, like, what do you want to be at in the next 5 years? Do you want to be at a bigger job? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have kids? How many kids do you want to have? If you see yourself married or at least engaged, you know, something of that sort. Because, you know, I talk to my girlfriend, we talk about this like every day, about like, where do we see ourselves? Like, I always write down in my notebook, like, what do I want to do in the next 5 to 10 years, or basically five, pick five. And I always say I want to have kids, at least one or two, the next five, maybe one, I'll take one. I want to have at least my business started like I wanted to, you know. I want to have a very successful job, very great job. I want her business to go right. I want us to be married or either engaged. That's two of my things. Or a big one for me is to move out of the state. Like, I want to be in Houston, Texas, either with like one of my house. Like, one of my houses in Houston. And to me, it's just big. That's big to me. People don't understand how big writing stuff down is, because it's like, it's showing growth into your relationship. Like, you build a blueprint and you build a foundation, then you start building. Like, you build a house, like, one at a time. You know, it takes time building, building, building. And you build this big empire, and then boom, you have, you that's it. You have it, you know? And some people don't see it like that, though. Some people see it as, okay, I'm with this person. I'm going to be the same way I was before. I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to be a better person, you know, and whatever. I'm still going to be the same. And then when they lose the person, it's like they're in a sad mood. But it's like, you didn't want to build. So it's like, nobody's not going to, I don't know how everybody's like that. It's like, some people are different, but people that really want something in life are not going to just let you fall. They, you know what I'm saying? But if you're not going to even try to contribute and do good or try to make yourself better at what you are capable of, then that person, yeah, they will give up on you, which is sad. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, yeah, we've been down this road for a long time, but why should I keep building you up, you know? And I talk about that a lot, like, with my friends and stuff. Like, I'm so serious about it. Like, you know, I see some of my cousins going back to their exes. And it's not naming nobody. I'm just being honest. And it's like, I get it. You know, you're comfortable with that person, so you go back to your ex. I've been saying this for a long time, too. I hate it, but I went back to an ex before a long time ago. But it's only one time I went back. Would I ever do it again? No. I mean, you know, one of my exes that I'm cool with, they're not, you know, we're not, you know, talk like that, but I have no problem with them. They're still on my Facebook and all that stuff. That's them. You know, I'm not going to block nobody because of what they did, what happened. It's like, whatever. I don't really care about that. But it's like, if somebody cheat on you with multiple people, and you expect for them to change, and it's like they're working, but then they're not working. But you're working, and you got your own shit. You're doing the best you can. You're trying to get by, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everything's straight, but you're basically taking care of this person. To me, that's how I feel. I feel like this. Build with somebody that's going to build with you, like I said before. Don't build with nobody that's going to, like, not be there for you mentally and physically. Like, that's big on me. Like, you know, like, you got to have some type of work. Like, come on, man. Like, some type of job. It's not all about money or nothing like that. It's just the point of it is, like, if you sitting there not even trying to apply yourself to what you're trying to do in life or something, like I said, what's the point, you know? But some people get comfortable with their exes, and then when you tell them about it, like I've told family members, cousins, you know, man, you know, move, do something better. Get yourself together first. Don't go back to something that put you in a hole before when they were cheating on you, and it's like, you tell them that, and it's like, oh, one day out the other. And keep telling them and keep telling them the same thing, then you think about it, you like, you know what? They're grown. They got to learn for themselves. So I don't say nothing after a while. It's just like, whatever, let them learn about themselves then, because that's the basis of the way it has to be. Because, I mean, if they're not going to listen to you, yeah, they're adults, and they're not going to listen to you and your family, and you tell them, hey, you know, this is it, such and such, such and such, such and such, such and such, and they're like, oh, whatever, he just don't want to see me happy. Okay, whatever. So I'm not going to say anything anymore. If you think I don't want to see you happy, which is kind of, to me, crazy, why would I not want to see one of my cousins really happy and doing good in life? Okay, well, go keep going doing what you do. I'm not going to even worry about it no more because I have my own life to worry about, my own relationship to worry about. And, you know, I guess I love you to death, but it's like, let them do what they got to do. That's how life works, I guess, you know. Let them see for themselves. That's what they say. And, you know, this is, it's big on me. But another thing I really want to talk about, I'm almost at work, y'all. Another thing I really want to talk about is toxic relationships. Toxic relationships. Oh, man. This is a crazy one. I feel like this one, this is towards men and women. It's not being sexist. It's not being, oh, I'm going against a woman or whatever. I'm not talking. No. If you have somebody in your life that's going to be there for you and showing you that they're putting you number one, you know, not number one, no, God is first, but they're putting you right there at the top. You know, they're letting you meet. It ain't about just meeting family, but it's just saying that you're meeting the family. You're there, like they're doing stuff for you. It's not about material things, but they're doing stuff for you. They're, you know, making sure you are good, you know, making sure every day you're straight. And they really care about you. Keep that person around. But some people have been hurt so bad back in their life, like they've been in bad relationships where somebody hurt them so bad that they don't even want to be in a relationship with nobody anymore. Like they want to be in a relationship with somebody, but like when they get there with that somebody and they got a good person, it's like, oh fuck, he too. They're good. They're good people. They're good people. Like I don't know, that's a good person. What should I do? Like, should I keep, you know what I'm saying? They care about me so much, but I'm hurt. I'm so hurt. Like, and I feel like that. Like, some people do that. And I've seen a lot of people do that lately. You know, I'm just seeing on social media and all this stuff. And I'm like, if you have that great person in your life, keep them. Because it's so hard to find somebody great right now in life. Like, it is. After last year with the coronavirus and still continuing to this year, it's like a lot of people that was in a relationship that stayed together or whatever, really, it really tested them about their relationship. It's like they're together 24/7 unless they're going to work, you know. But like I see it now, like you have, and it's not, I'm gonna say about women first. A woman can have the greatest man ever that does everything, cook, clean, all that stuff, make sure they love her. Are they supposed to, but they will still, some of them that's been hurt before will still make sure some way to mess their relationship up. And a man will have a great woman, somebody that's there, make sure they're good, make sure they get their money right, and all the stuff, all the type of stuff. But end of the day, a man will mess up and be like, oh, I want to mess with that girl over there, cheat. Mess with some girl that has nothing going for herself, nothing accomplished, doesn't have any goals. That's how it is in life. It's crazy because it's like you see these people be in a relationship for a long time and they basically break up because somebody cheated. And I'm like, it's toxic. Like, why? Why you can't just come to me and say, hey, listen, I don't think it's working. I think we should just like be friends. And if we got kids together, like we can co-parent, you know, it's no problem. But I don't think it's working between us because I know like how I feel about you right now. Like I don't think it's gonna work. I don't think we can really do this no more. It's cool. That's all you have to do. It sounds so simple, but it's so hard for some people because it's like they do the cheating and stuff, and the only reason they cheat and don't want to break up and let the other person know is because that person doing so much for them, they don't want to let that person go because they know that person's a great person. And it's crazy. And that's how it is in life. It really is. And it's sad because you see so many people, like, good people. You see so many good people get hurt. And it's like, wow. Like, this is how it is. Like, it's crazy. And I hate that because it's like, you know, some people really do want that marriage and that drive to build somebody up. But it's like some people don't. Some people just want to be with somebody because they can lean on them. And, you know, basically, that's a good person. Oh, I want that person in my life. But then it's like when they get them, it's like, oh, they're boring or something like that. And it's a lot of stuff to it. But that's all I have for today. I will have more coming up and more episodes. I know it's a short episode. I'm getting longer, but I had to go to work this morning, early this morning. I know it's crazy. I will have more coming, more episodes really coming, and really getting to my craft of doing podcasts. But I hope everybody listens to this. Hope anybody that's out there listens to this and take advice on it. Like I said, I'm not a real doctor. Nothing like that. I just like, they used to call me Dr. Love and stuff back in the day when I was young because I always gave advice and stuff about relationships. So I just took the name. But I hope everybody has a blessed day. Have a good one. And I'll see you hopefully tomorrow or sometime next week. All right.